Well, I had to go down to the dining room in 15 minutes.
This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is January 18, 1983. The interview is taking place in the room of Ingrid Amundsen and is being conducted by Inger Carr. What is your full name, please?
Ingrid Charlotte Amundsen.
Now, a maiden name in there?
Charlotte.
That, but you had a name before you were married, too.
Ulriksen.
Ulriksen. Okay, when were you born?
In 97, I guess.
1897? What's the month? What's your birthday?
May.
May what?
12th.
May 12th, 1897, huh? Where were you born?
In Alstahaug.
Where?
In the närheten of Alstahaug, Mo I Rana.
Can you spell that?
Moirana.
And near where is that? Near what?
On the Alstahaug. Did you ever hear of Petter Dahls Kirken?
No. Now, what part of Norway? Way up north, or?
Well, it's north of Mosjøen, but it isn't as far as Bodø.
Okay. Can you spell Alstahaug?
Alstahaug.
All right. Okay, now I know. What were your parents' names?
My mother's name was Marie, and my father's name was Christian.
Christian
Ulriksen.
Ulriksen. Okay, tell me about them. What did they do?
Well, my dad was a shoemaker.
Oh.
And my mother just took care of the house and the kids.
Uh-huh. Did you live on a farm, or?
No, he lived, well, it was a little country place in Mo I Rana. No, not in Mo I Rana, Alstahaug. And then they moved to Mo I Rana. My dad was working in that's a big, can't think about this now.
He was, well, you said he was a shoemaker. Did he have his own shop?
Yeah, he had, but he was working for something else too, for a company there for a while.
Oh, what did he do? Do you remember that, what he did in that company?
Maybe he was doing shoe work for them too.
That could be.
I believe so.
Uh-huh, in a big place. And so then you didn't live on a farm, you lived in town kind of, did
yeah,
you?
But this was a country place more, but he was working up in the country.
I see. So did you have cows and did you raise your own?
No, we did have when I was little before we sold and moved to this place where he was working.
Mm. So you didn't have to ever work outside the farm then, did you?
No.
How old were you when you moved then?
Oh, I was about 11, I believe.
Oh.
So I wouldn't be working on the farm.
Yeah, not much, huh?
No.
You went to school out there then?
Yeah.
Way out in the country?
Yeah.
Did you? Was it far to go?
I don't even remember. I hadn't even thought of that. It was quite a ways, of course.
Was it? And cold? You walk in the snow or did you go on skis?
No, I probably walked in the snow.
Uh-huh.
I did go skiing a good deal, but I don't remember whether I did to school or not.
Oh, how about to church? Was that far?
Yes, quite a ways, but not too far. Mm-hmm. I could easily get there on Sunday.
Could you? Your parents went all the time?
Yeah.
What were your grandparents' names? Do you remember your grandparents?
I don't remember them now. Of course, my dad's parents would be Ulriksen because that was
mm-hmm.
his name and my name in the olden days.
Yes. You don't know their first names?
No, I can't think of their first name.
Uh-huh. What about your mother's parents? What was that name?
I don't remember their names either, but my mother's name was Marie.
Uh-huh, but you don't know what her last name was before? Were your great, did your grandparents live close there too?
No, they, oh, I'm getting stupid.
You don't remember where they lived?
No, I can't remember that now. It was quite a ways from us.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So your father and mother weren't born there then?
My father was from Namsos and my mother was from Trondheim.
Oh, mother was from Trondheim?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You heard of that before?
Yeah, that's close to where I was born.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yes. Now, how many children were there in your family?
There were five.
Can you tell me their names?
Eli, the oldest girl.
Eli?
Eli, Astrid.
Uh-huh.
Minus Ingrid.
You're next. Then.
And Magda.
Oh, uh-huh.
And Olaf and Fritjof.
Fritjof?
Fritjof.
Did they come over here or did they all stay in Norway?
They all stayed in Norway.
Oh. Can you remember Christmas time in Norway?
Well, we had very nice Christmas times there.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, we got together and, of course, we had a big Christmas tree. Come in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, what did you say about Christmas?
About Christmas?
Yeah, tell me. You said you had a nice Christmas. What?
Well, we always had gifts and things on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
And then Christmas Day, of course, we all went to church and celebrating that way.
Yes. And what kind of food did you have?
Kind of food?
Uh-huh.
I believe we had lutefisk on Christmas Eve.
Did you?
Did you ever hear of that?
Uh-huh. And what else did you have?
Well, we had some sötsuppe.
Did you?
And of course, potatoes and probably some vegetables. I don't remember what kind of vegetables.
Uh-huh. Did you have risengrynsgröt?
Yeah.
Rømmegrøt?
Risengrynsgröt.
Did you?
Oh, that's right. That's what we had on Christmas Eve. Rømmegrøt. The Christmas.
Christmas Day? Christmas Eve?
Yeah. Risengrynsgröt.
Did you? With the lutefisk?
No, with not that. I was thinking of the other things. There was some other day, maybe a day before or something.
Oh.
On Christmas Eve, we had risengrynsgröt.
Uh-huh.
Milk and sugar and cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother bake a lot?
Well, she did a good deal of baking.
Did she?
Yeah.
So you had lefse and lots of cookies and stuff?
Oh, yes.
On Christmas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else do you remember about Norway? Do you remember anything?
Well,
what you did?
No, I went to school and went playing and things like that. It was nothing special.
Mm-hmm. And how did you go to work after you were confirmed in Norway? Were you confirmed in Norway?
Was I what?
Confirmed in Norway?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, after I grew up, I believe I was working for a while there, but then I went to Namsos.
Oh, what did you do there?
Well, there's a lot of relatives there. My father was from Namsos.
Oh.
My mother was from Trondheim, my father from Namsos.
Mm-hmm.
So I went there after I was confirmed and things.
You stayed with some relatives there then?
So I stayed there for a good many, for quite some time. I don't remember just how long, but then I came to the United States.
What were you doing in Namsos? Do you remember what kind of work you were doing?
I don't remember what kind of work I did. I'm stupid.
And why did you come to the United States?
Because my older sister was here.
Oh, so somebody had come first?
Yeah. So she wanted me to come too.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Now, when was that? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. What, 1919, I believe it was.
1919. Do you remember getting ready to come? What did you have to do to get ready?
No, I don't remember any of that.
Oh, you don't. Do you remember the trip over here?
while I went with the ship, on the ship, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't fly much those days.
No. What ship did you come on?
Oh, I haven't even tried to remember that.
Did you come from Oslo?
Yeah, you come from Trondheim.
Oh, you did.
You come from, you snuck in Norsk today.
Yeah, it's okay. Snuck in Norsk. Just a bit. You come from Trondheim, and then where did you go? To Bergen or to Oslo? Or?
I went to Bergen, took a ship from there to...
From Bergen.
Yeah.
Did you go straight to New York, or did you have to go to England?
I believe we stayed in England for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Mo i Rana.
Did you come all by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, could you speak American?
No, I learned soon then.
You did? Did you learn
that? I came to where my son was, so of course, but the people he associated with, they could speak Norwegian too.
Mm-hmm. You came to where your sister was. Where was your sister?
Well, I was in Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh. What did you think of New York when you came?
Well, I didn't see too much of it.
You didn't? Why? What did you do?
Because I was traveling.
You mean you went right on the train right away?
Yeah, I believe so.
Did you have to go through Ellis Island?
Oh, I don't remember that place.
You remember?
No.
Did you have to go have yourself checked before they let you off the ship?
I don't remember any of that. I'm stupid.
So you took the train?
Yeah.
To Sioux City?
Yeah.
Iowa. Do you remember, did your sister meet you?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. And what was she doing there? Was she married?
I believe she was married at that time, but she used to do some kind of work, whatever it was. I can't remember that now.
What did you do then when you got there?
Oh, I did some kind of work, whatever.
Did you do housework?
I did housework, yes.
For people? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long did you stay there then?
Well, probably a couple of years, then I was married there.
Oh, you were married there?
Mm-hmm.
Who is your husband?
Emil Amundsen.
Now, well, how did you meet him?
Well, among some friends, and maybe among that, my brother.
Oh. What was he doing? What kind of work did he do?
Oh, I don't remember that. I hadn't even thought of that.
Was he from Norway, too?
Yes, he was, but he has been in the United States some time.
Uh-huh. And then did you get a house and live in Sioux City, Iowa for a while, or?
I lived there for a while, and then I came out here.
Why did you come out in the West?
Oh, because that was very well liked.
Oh, everybody was coming out West, was that, were they?
Huh? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Where did you come to, Seattle, or where?
Yeah, to Seattle. My son came out there, too.
Oh, you had children by that time, huh?
He came... before I did, I guess. Or maybe it's...
Well...
I can't remember much of that anymore.
You have... How many children do you have?
I had a son and a daughter.
Can you tell me their names and what they're doing?
My son's name was Clarence.
Mm-hmm.
We called him Bud.
Oh.
And my daughter's name was Ethel.
Now, where are they?
Well, my son is not too far from here. My daughter Ethel is in, she's back in Midwest yet, I believe.
Oh.
I'm getting stupid now, I forget.
Now, what kind of work did Clarence do?
He was a mechanic of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I forget.
Ethel work too?
She did for a while and then she married.
Oh, does she have a family then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many children does she have?
Oh, she had about four, I believe.
Uh-huh. And Clarence, is he married too?
Oh, yeah, he married too.
Is he? And he has a family?
Oh, yeah.
How many children does he have?
No, I only had a couple of them, I believe. Two, three of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think of those things now. I'm getting old, foggy.
Did you go to school in here in the United States to learn to speak English, or how did you learn it? How did you learn the language?
Well, I did go there for a while then in Sioux City, Iowa, before I came to.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Did that help to learn the language?
Oh, yes, of course.
Uh-huh. Did you go to school to become an American citizen, too?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
But I don't think I became an American citizen until I got married.
Oh, that could be. Uh-huh.
At least I hadn't even thought of those things anymore.
Did you always cook Norwegian foods in your home for your kids?
Well, I did a good deal.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you make?
Oh, just ordinary fish and meatballs and rubber gröt and...
Did you? That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Riesengrund gröt too?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That was our regular Christmas Eve food.
Yes. It is ours too.
Oh, yours too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Riesengrund gröt and lutefisk. And meatballs.
We didn't have both of them because we had Riesengrund gröt and we didn't have any lutefisk with that.
Oh, we did.
Oh,
we
really?
Did. Yep. Flatbread, lefse.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
What part of Norway did you say you came from?
Near Trondheim.
Oh, near Trondheim.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you been back to Norway?
Yes, I was back in... how stupid can I
be? That's all right. It doesn't make any difference. What did you do when you went back? Was it a lot different?
Well, I traveled by ship because I liked that.
Oh, you haven't ever flown? Didn't you ever fly back to Norway?
I did. I flew back from... back again from Norway and to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Was Norway a lot different when you got there?
I can't even think of what it was like then. Just saw some people and relatives that I used to associate with.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Your sisters, brothers, were they there?
Come in.
Excuse me.
What did you do when you went back? When you went back for a visit?
Well, just visiting people.
Yes. Now, who did you...
They took her down.
Who did you see?
Who did I see where?
Yeah, in Norway.
Oh, I don't remember that now.
Your mother and father weren't still living.
Yes, I believe they were.
Oh, were they? What did your mother think about you coming to America?
Well, because my older sister already left, so my mother thought it was all right if I joined her.
Oh, I see. But wasn't she going to be lonesome with both of you gone?
Well, there were others, there were a couple of more.
Uh-huh.
And two boys. Mm-hmm. So.
So she thought it was a good idea then?
Well, I don't think they felt very lonesome.
Don't you think so?
Being that they had some part of the family there.
Yes. How about your family? Did you take them to church all the time?
Well, they took me to church.
Your boy and your girl?
Oh, yes, my own, yes, of course.
When they were little?
Yes, of course, I took them to church.
Mm-hmm. What church did you go to?
In Sioux City, Iowa, I believe it was.
Norwegian Lutheran Church?
Yes, I believe so.
How about here in Seattle?
Well, I go through a certain church. I can't even think of the name. I'm getting stupid.
Was it Denny Park?
Yes, I believe so.
The big church, big Lutheran church here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gone to any Scandinavian organizations?
I believe I did when I first came here.
Did you?
This part, but I haven't been to any for a long time now.
No. Did you do something in the organizations, or did you just go?
No, I just went, I think.
Did you? You didn't work?
I don't remember that I did anything.
How about in church? Did you work in church?
No, I don't think so.
I bet you did.
Maybe so, but I don't remember what I did.
Yeah, I bet you did. When you first came here, was it hard to find work?
No, it wasn't. I came to Sioux City, Iowa. My sister was there, and she helped me, so I got work before long.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Working in a house, somebody's house, in somebody's home?
I believe that's what I did.
Mm-hmm. Did you cook and or just clean, or what did you do?
I most likely did a little of everything.
Both, huh? Yeah. Was there a lot of Scandinavians, a lot of Norwegians there where you worked?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of Norwegians in Sioux City, Iowa.
Yes. Did you work for other people that weren't Norwegians?
Yes, I believe I did after I'd been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I could learn to speak English.
Yeah. Who helped you? Was it the children mostly in the homes that helped you learn to speak English? Or?
Yes, I believe so.
It's easiest to learn with them, isn't it?
Because my son had a family and I had to learn to speak English to speak to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your son and daughter speak Norwegian? Did you teach them?
Yes, they could speak Norwegian all right.
Could they?
Oh, yeah.
Have you taken them back to Norway?
No, I don't think I took them back, but I know they went.
Oh, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Maybe my son was there before I left or something. I'm getting stupid now.
Well, maybe he went with you.
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
Oh. You still talk Norwegian, huh?
Yeah, jeg kan snakke norsk.
You can snakke norsk.
Kan du snakke norsk?
Jeg forstår det.
Gjør du det?
Ja, gjør det. Did you bring anything with you from Norway?
I can't think of anything. Excuse me. Sneeze. What brought that on?
I don't know. What did you think was the hardest thing when you first came here from Norway?
To learn to speak English.
Was it? You didn't learn that in school at all, Norway.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It really didn't take me too long because my son, of course, he could speak to me and to help me to learn.
Mm-hmm. So when he went to school, then he talked English to you, huh?
Yeah.
So that you could...
Well, it's getting to be my lunchtime.
Well, she said you could wait till quarter after. You still have plenty of time to get there.
I think so.
Yes, yes, you have plenty of time to get there. Right. You gotta talk a little Norwegian to me first.
Skal jeg snakke norsk today?
Yeah, you must snakke norsk.
Kan du snakke norsk?
Yeah, you first started.
Oh, you already did.
Yeah, but du must snakke norsk.
Ja, jeg kan snakke norsk.
Yeah.
Jeg har ikke glemt det enda, jeg har vært her I mange år.
Yeah,
very
good. Can you say a poem or a prayer or something in Norwegian? Hmm?
Yeah, you can say the Father vår.
Okay.
Shall I say it now?
Yes.
Father vår, du som I himmel, helliget be ditt namn. Komme ditt rike, skje din vilje som I himmelen så på jord. Gi oss I dag vårt daglige brød, og forlat oss vår skyld som vi forlater våre skyldere. Led oss ikke ut I fristelse, men frels oss fra det onde. Til riket ditt, makten og æren, I evighet. Amen.
Godt. Mange takk.